Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Escatech, the global leader in escalator cleaning tools.
With Escatech's innovative new tools, one person can clean an escalator's treads in as fast as 5 minutes with no special training, no external power, and no need to turn the escalator off. Check out RiserTech, the new riser cleaning tool, and the soon-to-be-released RailTech handrail cleaning system at escatech.com. That's ESCATEQ.com. And be sure to read the article in the February edition of Elevator World magazine for more information.
Escatech. Elevate safety. Step up to clean. This is your daily industry news update for February 5th, 2019. In today's news, the National Association of Elevator Contractors has promoted Alisa MacArthur to the post of Executive Director. Kone will be providing vertical transportation equipment for an office tower rising in Poland. A university in California has embarked on a multi-million dollar project to replace all elevators on campus. An escalator-related death of a toddler in India has prompted new safety measures. And officials in New York City have determined the cause of an elevator malfunction that left a woman trapped for more than 2 days.
The National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, has promoted Alisa G. MacArthur from Deputy Director to Executive Director. MacArthur succeeds longtime Executive Director Teresa Witham, who will remain as Deputy Director. MacArthur's experience spans more than 20 years in the meeting industry and association management arena, ranging from conference, convention, and event management to education and communications. She spent most of her association work at the Georgia Academy of Family Physicians, first as Director of Education and Corporate Relations, and then as Chief Operating Officer. For NAEC, she began as meeting and event planner in January 2018 before becoming Deputy Director. She holds an MBA from Georgia State University with a concentration in marketing.
Kone has been selected to provide the vertical transportation package for the Generation Park Y, 140 meter tall, 38-story office tower rising at the Rondo Dasenskiego roundabout in Warsaw. The package consists of two monospace 700, two mini-space high-rise, and 12 mini-space double-deck elevators, and three TravelMaster M110 escalators. Kone's destination dispatch and E-Link remote monitoring systems will also be included. Being developed and constructed by Skanska, Generation Park Y also has two mid-rise buildings and is aiming for the highest environmental and accessibility standards. The main tower is expected to be used by approximately 5,000 people.
Outdated elevators are being replaced campus-wide at California State University in Fullerton, California, a multi-million dollar 5 to 7 year effort that will hinge on funding availability, the Daily Titan reports. The first project began at University Hall, with the second planned at McCarthy Hall. Each replacement is expected to take approximately 4 months, Director of Construction Management Sarib Singh tells the school newspaper. An examination in 2018 found many elevators with issues such as weak cables and oil leaks. Each elevator replacement is expected to cost approximately $500,000. Plant Director Tuan Nguyen said replacement is preferred since many of the elevators have parts that are obsolete.
A one-year-old girl died on January 27th from falling from an escalator to the ground approximately 50 feet below at a station of the Bengaluru Metro in India, resulting in new safety measures, various news outlets, including the News Minute, report. The child tumbled out of her grandfather's arms when he lost his balance. She was hospitalized and later died. Facing criticism from the public, Bangalore Metro Rail Corporation Limited, or BMRCL, installed safety nets over gaps between escalators at the station where the incident occurred and at others. The Times of India says BMRCL also plans to install large signs to help educate passengers and ask security guards to pay special attention when children are around. The incident remains under investigation.
The New York City Department of Buildings has determined what caused the entrapment of a 53-year-old woman in an Upper East Side Manhattan elevator for more than 2 days. NBC4 New York recently reported. A burned-out hoist motor caused the unit to cease operation. Additionally, the emergency phone was inoperable. A cease-use order has been issued for the elevator, and the owner is facing violations and fines for at least failure to properly maintain the elevator, a damaged hoistway door, and defective hoist motor, an inoperative communications device, and a machine brake with a missing maintenance tag. The fines could total as much as $60,000, according to Department of Building spokesman Andrew Rudansky. Police do not suspect foul play. Now identified as a housekeeper, the woman remained in the hospital as of January 31st after being initially hospitalized in what was called good condition.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.